You know, coming very soon, there's going to be what I refer to as a big bang in the real estate market. Now, this is not a scary kind of big bang. It doesn't mean that the world is falling apart and that real estate is going to the dogs. In fact, I think it's going to be quite the opposite. So to talk about it, I've invited a man with 30 years of expertise. He's chief executive officer and portfolio manager for Adelante Capital Management, and he's the person who was instrumental in creating one of the major indexes for real estate, the Wilshire Real Estate Securities Index. With me is Michael Torres. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Great, Steve. Great to be with you.
So the real estate market is made up of many different kinds of investments. Let's list some of them to begin with. Many people have heard of REITs or real estate investment trusts. What are they?
Real estate investment trusts are no different than any other corporate organization. However, they must make a tax election. So it's an enterprise, whether it be public or private, that makes an election, which allows them to forego paying corporate taxes, provided they finance or own commercial real estate.
And so those taxes are paid by the individual who buys the real estate investment trust.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. And that's different from real estate operating companies in what way?
Real estate operating companies, again, will go ahead and pay the corporate taxes. They may retain earnings for reinvestment in land and in existing operating assets. So they're slightly different.
Okay. Now, most of us own a home and have some idea about the home's market value. But expanding this out to the bigger world, there are some considerations when making a real estate investment that are different than investing typically in stocks. So if I were to go out and buy a piece of land or maybe a duplex that I wanted to rent out or a small commercial building, what are some of the limitations or ramifications that make that kind of investing different than just going out to the public markets and investing in a stock?
Sure. When you look at an individual asset, you're obviously taking asset-specific risk. So, you know, the age and the quality of location, typical real estate type metrics. I think people always refer to location.
Yeah.
But age is obviously really important because in an environment where younger new employees want the shiny, bright thing, you have to be able to track the demand in the marketplace. We also know that structures, as they get older, they require more maintenance. And so it's the amount of capital you need to put into the asset. So real estate really is not just buying yield. It's really buying an enterprise, whether you buy it through owning companies or the enterprise is you yourself operating the asset.
Yeah. And when you say yield, you mean the actual cash flow that comes from renting it out, leasing it out, and then subtracting all your operating expenses, and what you're left over is this cash flow. Now, what about liquidity? I mean, there's a big difference between real estate purchased, let's say, in the ground or investing in a public company. I mean, real estate is, it's hard to buy and sell. It's easier to buy. It's hard to sell.
Right. I think that, you know, liquidity is a function really of confidence in the marketplace, whether it be in the listed markets or in the private markets. I think what's been an opportunity for individuals is there seems to be greater access. But at the same time, when banks are pulling back the amount of exposure they want to lend to the marketplace, that could cause, you know, prices or assets to get stale in the market and fewer buyers. We've certainly seen that recently.
Yeah. You know, Michael, I see ads and hear things on the radio from time to time spouting how low risk investing in real estate is, that it's less risky, less volatile than investing in the stock market. And I think to myself, when I hear that, that's just not really true. The only difference is that the prices of your real estate are not quoted in the paper every single day. So you don't really know how it's fluctuating or not, but it's still subject to the economy. It's still an ownership position in something just like a stock is. What's your take on that?
Steve, I'm so happy that you're saying that because I 100% agree with you. And I'm glad that you're bringing that concept to your listeners. So it's really important. I think that, you know, relative to private real estate as advertised, people are only just being enticed by yield and not thinking of total returns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really part of the missing piece, which is the appreciation for time or depreciation that an investor might have in one of those structures that are private and touting yield only.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about the fact that when the economy gets soft, banks start pulling away. that makes the liquidity issue or the idea of being able to sell your real estate more difficult, or because buyers can't find the money to borrow to buy the real estate, that brings prices down. I mean, so anybody investing in real estate, even if you've owned your own home and you went through the 2005-2006 crisis, you know that real estate can go up and down. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this segment that there's a big bang. I guess that's my term. I haven't heard it anywhere else. A big bang happening on August 31st in the markets with regards to real estate. Tell us what's going to happen.
Sure. Later this month, S&P and MSCI, which are index providers, S&P 500, are reclassifying the benchmarks to pull property, REITs specifically, out of the financial category. Financials today include property, banks, insurance companies, asset managers. But for the big bang effect, we are now as investors and the listeners are going to be able to see how various forms of commercial real estate behave in the listed markets. And so we'll have new information from the prices and total returns achieved over time.
Yeah. So let me just kind of restate that. So prior, or the way it is currently as I'm recording this show, if you wanted to invest in real estate and you wanted to do that in an index form or to follow it, you really couldn't because it's been lumped together with banks and insurance companies. Now they're taking it apart and they're going to be listing these different real estate sectors in their own little categories. So one will be able to invest directly, Michael, right?
That's correct. And we'll be able to see it. If you own the XLF today, which is the ETF of financials, now you're going to only have banks and you'll have property pulled out of that.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing. And there'll be, you know, money managers who will now have much cleaner benchmarks to be compared against. And one can invest in indexes and the like. And they can also, with ETFs, you can do other things too. You'll be able to short certain kinds of real estate and go long other kinds of real estate. Not that that's something that I necessarily recommend, but that will be available. Michael, before the show, we were talking about an idea which really intrigued me. And this was this idea that when you're investing in real estate, you are, in a sense, housing the economy. And I'd like you to explain that to us.
Sure. You know, I take the view that as an investor, we have really two asset classes. We either own the economy through equities or we lend to it through fixed income. And really, by having real estate in our portfolio, we're housing the economy. So whether it be retail commerce, whether it be services through office buildings, industrial, I mean, one of the really interesting things that's happening right now is the, quote, last mile for Amazon reaching tenants. So e-commerce and industrial buildings are getting a lot of interest today. So we're really housing the economy and property, and that's really what makes it exciting. We're moving away from the risk of profits to collect rent.
Yeah, you know, when I've spoken to you about it, we also talked about this idea, well, if you bought a rental property and you rented it out, you said you're basically what? You're housing your neighbors, you're housing other families, right?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
And turning it into, you know, a commercial enterprise. So that's really quite interesting. There's a lot here to talk about. Unfortunately, we are out of time. My guest is Michael Torres. He is the Chief Executive Officer, Portfolio Manager for Adelante Capital Management. And he really, truly was one of the persons responsible way back when for creating one of the major indexes for real estate, the Wilshire Real Estate Securities Index. Michael, we'll have you back on. We'll get further into detail on these issues. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great, Steve. Thank you.